This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. You know, it's just absolute craziness out there right now. Bedlam reigns supreme, lawlessness everywhere. And nowhere do we see it more than in California. So welcome to the show on that cheery note. All of us lawless Californians out here. We're just sitting here. Oh, it's so wonderful to be lawless. We are suffering these long trains of abuses, and we love it. Oh, we just accept it so much. Well, not really. There's this little group called New California State, and there's these other little groups out there trying to form states. By the way, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the bogus nature of some of these other state organizations out there. They're at least they're saying they're state organizations. I think they're more doing something more of a disservice than anything else. That's just me, and you know that's just the way I am. That's just the way I roll. Anyway, like I said, there's just a lot of things going on. You know, I'm getting all these wild texts about stuff, and you know, going, what's this? I'm confused. Don't confuse me as I'm starting to roll into the show here. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And we're going to be talking about newcaliforniastate.com this hour and a few elements of that. We're going to mention the Constitution. We're also going to be talking about Venezuela and what is going on down in the bowels of Venezuela. And why is it important to our southern border right now? Border protection, border protection, border protection. We must protect our borders, which is exactly what Donald Trump, the President of the United States, is attempting to do, but with a little bit of, some issues. There's some issues out there. Imagine that, issues. I can't imagine that there's any issues out there. Can you? I just can't imagine it. There's tons of issues. Anyway, so welcome to the show. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Okay, Syria is, of course, heating up. They're bringing in some inspectors to see if there actually was a chemical attack because there's so much consternation coming from Russia, the Ruskies, that it was a false flag. Now, we have substantiated in the past that there many these have been false flag attacks. In fact, we were listening to a report from the Defense Department that said the last one couldn't have been substantiated. The very first one in which they lobbed in 58 Tomahawk cruise missiles on an airport. And now this one, there's a lot of like, wait a minute. Some of this targeting might not have been right. And, of course, the Russians have been saying, oh, they came out with a video that said March 17th. They were actually planning this, that not the Russians, but other elements, foreign governments were planning this. So anyway, so there's a lot of doubt. I mean, Tucker Carlson, myself, even, you know, we're in the doubtful column because we got no substantiation. Everybody in the media was saying bomb, bomb, bomb. Everybody, CNN, everybody. And when you get groupthink like that with everybody, I start to go the other way. That's the way that I roll. Does that make sense? Some days you wonder, am I making sense on the radio? And I know that I am. Anyway, so California, here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. I better clear my throat on that one, right? Okay, couple of things. Let's clear the decks. Article. We got a couple of articles we're going to talk about that are going to be really bearing on this. Let's see. California. This is an article that I wrote. I wrote this yesterday. I don't know if I read it to you guys yet, so I'm going to have to read it. This is about Tim Draper's The Three-State Initiative. And I wrote this article. It says, Why the Three-State Initiative Will Fail. Follow the Roadmap by Paul Preston. I've been pressured. I felt the pressure. I felt the heat. So I responded in my leadership capacity. It says, I've been asked to respond to recent developments regarding the three-state California ballot initiative by Tim Draper. Just last week, it was revealed the initiative reached well beyond the necessary 365,000 signatures by obtaining over 600,000 signatures. Glory be. If all these signatures are verified or the 365,000 threshold is achieved, then the initiative will be placed on the ballot for the general election in November 2018. And here is the initiative from the Attorney General. It says, divides California into three states subject to approval by Congress. Assigns each county to a new state. Upon passage, directs the governor to request that Congress grant approval within 12 months. If Congress approves, directs legislature to divide California assets and liabilities between the new states. Provides that if legislature fails to act within 12 months of congressional approval, debts shall be distributed among the new states based upon population relative to California population as a whole, and assets within boundaries of each state shall become the assets of the new state. Summary of the estimate of blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now, let's be clear. This is my comment. I didn't read the rest of the initiative. Let's be clear about what this attempted breakup of California is about. One, the ballot initiative process is to achieve statehood is unconstitutional and will not create any state. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that is just a fact. The U.S. Constitution is very clear in Article 4, Section 3, which states, new states shall be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as of that of the Congress. Nowhere in that clause does it say California will be divided into three states subject to approval by Congress. That's if this initiative passes. assigns each county to a new state. It doesn't, none of that goes on there. It says, upon passage, directs governor to request that Congress. Okay, none of that happens. That does not happen. That's unconstitutional. All that stuff is unconstitutional. If the Congress approves a measure to create a new state, the measure would be presented to the President of the United States for approval or veto. Okay, that's a fact. Those things actually do happen. None of the following statements from the ballot initiative is possible because they are not even attempting to satisfy the requirements of Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, assuming the measure is approved by the voters. That doesn't mean diddly-do. Voters don't count here on this one. Sorry, voters, we love you, but in this process, it doesn't matter. Okay, it's the process where it doesn't matter. The Constitution's really, really clear here. It's a conversation between the citizens and their legislature, and you know what? No one else counts. The governor is irrelevant. You've heard me say this many, many times. It says Californians will go to the ballot box and vote, and if they approve the initiative and there are attempts to follow the directions of the initiatives, they will be disappointed when the Congress rejects Governor Brown's efforts to get their approval. The three states will create one more liberal state outright immediately. The third state, Southern California, if illegal immigration patterns continue, would in 5 years turn blue, thus giving the Union a net of three Democratic states. I'm telling you right now, that's not going to happen. Just on that basis, it's not going to happen. Three Democratic states. There you go. What is Draper attempting to do here? Help his buddy out, Jerry Brown? We'll see. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're taken from this article that I wrote about Tim Draper and the Three State Initiative. And it's not a real attempt to make states. It's really not. It's unconstitutional from the get-go. Everybody sees it. Everybody understands it. That you know, if you're in the business of starting new states, which I guess I am now, just never thunk it. Just kind of evolved. Anyway, so we're talking about some of the elements of this, and we're kind of explaining to you that, one, it's not constitutional, and just outright not. You cannot get a new state from a ballot initiative, no matter how many times you want to vote on it and get the people's consensus. And quite clearly, the people want something to happen here. I mean, what Tim Draper has done is spent about $5 or $6 million for a good opinion poll, which says, yeah, everybody's saying they want a new state in California. Everybody's saying it. They want out. People are fleeing the state in droves because they want out. We are offering a new California. You're out. No need to leave. Just form a new state. Make it happen and do it the right way. Now, gee, what a concept. Do it like the founding father says. What a concept. It says the three state, these are some of my bullet points in the article. You can see the article on agenda21radio.news. The three states will create one more liberal state outright, and then eventually what's going to happen is Southern California as a state, if the immigration patterns continue, would form a third Democratic state. You'd have three, you'd get a twofer in a total of three states out of the one. So what is the motive? Distraction. Keep the people in California confused while giving them false hope, which distracts them from the serious problems that confront the Golden State. Mr. Draper has and continues to benefit by having his multi-billion dollar business in a state run by a monoparty governance system led by a dictator, which directly benefits Mr. Draper. Hello? And Bitcoin. God, he looked like a clown on Tucker Carlson when he comes up with his Bitcoin little costume. I mean, he's like dressed up like a clown. Everything, you know, here it is. You have a $1 million opportunity for free advertisement about your product. And rather than talk about three states, he's got a Bitcoin tie and a big badge on. He looked like a clown. What's he selling? Three state or Bitcoin? Well, all of the above. He wants Bitcoin to be the currency for those three states. He wants to take everything in a different direction. In other words, he says, screw the Constitution. Heck with you. Which is exactly what he said before. It says the only movement in the nation that will become a state is the New California State Movement because it is the only movement that is following the U.S. Constitution Article 4, Section 3 process. It is the only movement with a real record of advancing towards statehood. Look at the record to date. This is what New California has accomplished, guys, just as briefly. New California State officially declared its intent to be independent and separate from California on January 15, 2018. New California State has publicly been declaring grievances against California every Tuesday for at least 12 weeks, and will continue to do so for the next 28 weeks. Oh boy, Jerry Brown. 38 California counties have active New California State committees dedicated to working with the U.S. Constitution to separate into a new state. A co-equal government is now forming. A new California state legislature is now forming as counties are in the process of selecting their members of the new California state bicameral legislature. There is an executive branch now formed. 58 counties of the 58 counties, California counties, have expressed interest in becoming part of New California. What the hell kind of statement is that about California? Hello? People want out. When all 58 counties are going, hey, don't forget San Francisco. Don't forget Marin County. We want in too. There have been contacts made in Congress and at the state legislature by New California representatives to advance into statehood. Has any other movement done that? The answer is no. The process of making a new state is not easy. It takes dedicated people who know the road to statehood is found in the How to Make a New State Roadmap, known as the U.S. Constitution. Hello. Now, I had discussions with Mr. Draper when he was attempting to do the six-state things back in 2014. Mr. Draper refused to listen to the need to follow the Constitution then, and he is still insisting he is above the law as he refuses to follow the Constitution today. By the way, when you take a look at the six-state solution in time, these states would have all been Democratic. Now, gee, I wonder why that would be. Now, in an initial article that was brought to my attention yesterday by one of our representatives from Placer County, interesting article. It's called The Three-State Deception. You know, I love it when this comes together, right? The Three-State Deception. And it's done by Red State, not Red State Talk Radio, but Red State, the other so-called conservative website. And this is what they say, that apparently this has been written by the GOP Congress, diary, whatever, by Red State. It says, update, clarification on the federal law to accept the proposed states into the union included at the end. Okay, so now this is the law, which is Article 4, Section 3. The onslaught of America continues unabated. California, once threatening secession, has introduced a far more insidious plan on the federal republic. They want to break it up into three states. Now, that's just the warm-up for this article. On the surface, they would normally be a good idea. Governance at the local level is usually more conducive to fairer outcomes in addition to limiting actual government oppression over a wide swath of people. However, progressives are adept at gaming the system, and this new attempt at subverting American federalism that champions individuals is sickening. Now, this is not me. This is a completely different article that cropped up yesterday. Here's the basic plan. The state plans to break into three meticulously planned areas, of which would guarantee two nearly 100% controlled states, Democratic-controlled states. What did I say? With a third state approximating the size of Arizona or New Mexico in moderation, the states would be broken using existing county borders as edges as follows. There's a big map and so on. The new state of California, the new northern state, and southern state. Okay, they break it up that way, and we talked about that. Populations would be comparable. But again, they make the comment that the southern state would eventually become a blue state, which is, they don't come out and say it, but they infer it. I said it. Meanwhile, the new state of Southern California is no panacea of potential conservatives. And they say this stuff about this old state. The three states would lose this, that, and the other. Now, this is what they say about this. It says, update. I have been asked, and this is the person who wrote this article. They don't name the person, actually. If this process is even legal at the federal level for California, it must follow Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which states the following. And you know what that is. In short, this is a relatively easy process to conduct. Hello? I think this guy's catching on a new California, of course. No more difficult than passing Obamacare, for instance. With a Democratic president and with a Democratic-controlled Congress, this is a done deal. Very scary. Get it? But with a Republican government and a president and legislature, New California makes all the sense in the world. Stay with us more to come on Agenda 21 Radio and visit newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, let's see here. California war against... No, that's not what I want. Aha! Katie Grimes. I don't know what... Yeah, I'm lost. I'm lost in my own website. Hello! How could that be? Katie Grimes wrote an article. It came out yesterday afternoon. Late yesterday afternoon. And today is the 17th. Excuse me, I gotta stretch. It's morning. I'm going to have another fresh brew in my hand momentarily. You can hear me crinkling the papers because I'm going nuts for the coffee. You know, I have this IV system. It's just a drip system of coffee intravenously. And, of course, I'm being very facetious. That just doesn't happen. When I ask for an IV, and I go to a restaurant and say, hey, you know, can I have a coffee IV, please? They're like, what? They're kind of like, well, what's that? And then they have to think about it, you know. Those of you that have IV drips, you know what I'm talking about. And boy, have I had some. Anyway, the article by Katie Grimes... I'm wondering why you can't find it on Agenda 21 Radio. What the heck is going on with my website? You know, sometimes, you know, we get attacked. It's craziness. It's absolutely crazy. Agrees to 24 National Guard troops at Trump's request. Feds in the office. California Jerry Brown's recruits is 24. I just don't know what I'm doing here. I'm lost in my own. That can't be happening. I know it's not your problem, and I need to take care of it like right now. So I will. Anyway, so Katie Grimes comes up with this article. It's a great article. California Governor Brown rejects Fed's initial National Guard border plan. Now, this is yesterday. Now, this is the consternation that's going on, which leads me to believe that perhaps Jerry Brown is somewhat schizophrenic. Well, I mean, roses are red and violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic and so am I. I mean, it's terrible. That's what Jerry Brown says. He says this every morning when he gets up. What about Bob? Remember that movie, What About Bob? That was one of the most hilarious. And, you know, what's really funny is those people don't understand psychiatric conditions. They just kind of don't get it, you know. Of course, what? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I mean, understanding people with psychiatric, get it, Bob had it, so, you know, anyway. Anyway, Jerry Brown has this thing going on with the President of the United States. And Katie Grimes is so wonderful to point it out. About Mr. Brown and his issues, as she always does. Says, after sitting silently on his hands for days last week, Governor Jerry Brown finally agreed to allow the California National Guard to send 400 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, but would not allow Guard members to stop illegal immigrants from entering the country illegally in exchange for money from the Trump administration to beef up the state's Guard. Governor Brown defiantly declared his troops will not be used to enforce federal immigration laws. The troops will remain under state control, but the deployment costs will be covered by the Defense Department. Almost immediately, former Senate Pro Tem Kevin De Leon sent a letter to Governor Brown urging him to ignore President Trump's request. I am deeply troubled by the Trump administration's plan to militarize the United States-Mexico border and write to urge you to reject requests to deploy the California National Guard to assist in an ill-defined mission to address non-existent threats, De Leon wrote. It was only last month the United States Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a trip to Sacramento to announce a lawsuit against California for its sanctuary state status and city's policies of interference and lack of cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. Brown reneges an offer of troops. So Governor Jerry Brown wants more money from the feds, but has since changed his mind about lending California National Guard troops. Just today, the Associated Press reported, reported that California has now rejected the federal government's initial plans for National Guard troops sent to the border because the work is considered too costly, too closely tied to immigration enforcement, according to two U.S. officials. Last week, Brown tried to place conditions on the military's use of California National Guard members and said his support would only be allowed if California's troops have nothing to do with immigration enforcement. De Leon called Trump's call for troops at the border a manufactured crisis and said, "We are not experiencing an inordinate influx of immigrants." Boy, this guy's just a bozo. That's my commentary. I'm sorry. As officials in the Trump administration have claimed, citing a caravan of immigrants coming from Central America. Yeah, there you go. Under the federal law, Trump invoked in his proclamation calling for the National Guard troops, governors who send troops retain command and control over their state's Guard members, and the U.S. government picks up the cost. Military Times reported, however, President Trump could cut the California National Guard's federal funding or end its federal recognition, meaning California Guard members could no longer be a part of the U.S. military, as Capitol Public Radio reported. Trump plans included sending 2,000 to 4,000 National Guard members to the border, citing the lawlessness that continues at our southern border. The other border state governors have all embraced Trump's plans, with Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas pledging almost half of the 4,000 troops Trump's requested. Other governors, Republican governors not located on the border, have also said they would support the troops. It says Governor Brown has shown blatant contempt for President Trump and needs federal funding for a myriad of social welfare programs, but also needs federal funding to help with flood and wildfire cleanup. In 2017, Brown asked Trump to fund repairs for the state-owned and operated Oroville Dam spillway break. Trump complied quickly with the request, most notably without signing strings attached. Governor Jerry Brown, the self-anointed savior of the planet, whose decades, I love that, self-anointed savior of the planet, whose decades-long policies are destroying the once golden state, is obsessed with climate change and wants to ban the sale of fossil fuel cars in California while President Trump is trying to secure the border. Jerry Brown's California is a parallel universe. That is so true. It's a parallel universe. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing. Great minds think alike. So Katie Grimes is really a substantial player, I think, in the scene here in terms of getting everybody to understand how Jerry Brown really thinks. And how Jerry Brown really, plays up to being defiance of federal government, which is, of course, a big, big problem, don't you think? I think it's a big, big problem, especially when he's defiantly and blatantly trying to stand up against the President of the United States, who, by the way, has to guarantee all of us secure borders and to be free from violence in a Republican form of government, which, by the way, in California, I'm telling you, the case of New California and the reason why we're coming into being is that none of these things in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution are being met and satisfied. That's part of the problem. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So what we plan to do is continue our grieving of Jerry Brown. And oh boy, we have one today, grievance number 13. And it's a doozy, as they have all been doozy. The 12 predecessors of the grievance number 13 have all been doozies and have really kind of plainly laid it out as to what this governor and the monoparty system is doing, not just to this state, but the ability to carry forward in other states to mimic and follow, turning it into a blue state utopia. Far from it. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, you know, I'm like really fixated on Katie Grimes now. Good friend of the radio show, fellow traveler. She can tell it like it is, you know, like nobody else can. This is just kind of the classy lady that she is. So I couldn't resist an additional article by Katie Grimes to kind of put everything in. It does a very good job of putting everything we've been talking about in context about what is going on with the leadership of California. And, you know, we had a guest on yesterday who really kind of laid the whole thing out about California governance and so on. It says here, California Attorney General Javier Becerra is a corrupt anarchist. See, Katie just says it. You know, I kind of like, and she just says, he's a corrupt anarchist. All right. Now, she brings up some choice things, and especially when he's working alongside another corrupt Marxist anarchist, and that's Jerry Brown. I don't care what you say. He's a corrupt anarchist, and he's a Marxist. That's Jerry Brown. So, this is the article. The American left are the new traitors. You know, traitors, treason, that sort of thing. This is the article. Immediately following November 2016 election, California Governor Jerry Brown appointed U.S. Representative Javier Becerra to replace State Attorney General Kamala Harris, who won election to the U.S. Senate seat vacated by retiring Senator Barbara Boxer, or Babs, as we call her affectionately here in California. We call her Babs. Many wonder why Becerra was Brown's choice, given that Becerra served in Congress since 1993 and resided in a multi-million-dollar home in Washington, D.C., his primary residence, with his wife and three children, regardless of the requirement that a congressman from a certain district has to live there. Now, we understand that Kevin DeLeon doesn't live in his district either. Now, what's up with that? And this, by the way, goes along with a lot of them. But all anyone has to do is pay attention to the radical California legislature and fanatical Governor Jerry Brown to see that the decades-long trend of militant Marxist, socialist, Jesuit, liberation, theology, Latino activism is there. Governor Jerry Brown's choice of Javier Becerra to be California's Attorney General was the first of many steps to protect the pervasive lawlessness of the radical left. Now, our theme today is lawlessness. The whole hour in the first hour was dedicated to lawlessness. And here we are in the second hour talking again about pervasive lawlessness coming from Katie Grimes. but has taken an aggressive and combative stance against President Donald Trump, suing Trump over the president's effort to enforce federal immigration laws and even blocks federal government attempts to deport criminal illegal aliens. I hate it when this happens. Trump's campaign centered on building a wall along the United States border with Mexico to keep out illegal aliens, violent gangs, and terrorists posing as immigrants. With the theme of what's going on today, right? Javier Becerra also has lingering troubles from his days in Congress. Lingering. This is good. As the Daily Caller's Luke Rosiak has been reporting, Javier Becerra, now Attorney General in California, ran the House Democratic Caucus. I hate it when this happens, guys. This is important. Now listen up. Put your hand on the 10 and 2. And his server, listen to this. He ran the Democratic server, and his server was physically stolen shortly after the Inspector General report named it as evidence in a hacking probe, three senior government officials said. Javier Becerra is being investigated, guys, and just to let you know. The chairman of the House Democratic Caucus barely reacted when he learned the caucus server had been infiltrated in 2016, although he loudly decried the hack of the Democratic National Committee that happened around the same time. Rosniak said, no one has forced punishment or faced punishment for the caucus server infiltration. Members of the Juan family, aha, logged onto the caucus server 7,000 times without authorization between October 2015 and 16, according to a House investigation. The Longman suggested the server is being used for nefarious purposes and was elevated that the risk that individuals could be reading or removing information. Even after the WikiLeaks publications of DNC emails, Becerra never publicly acknowledged nor demanded consequences for the cyber breach on the server of a group similar to the nature of the DNC. The Awans were accessing members of computers without their knowledge, transferring files to remote servers, and stealing computer. In other words, listen, I'm shortening the thing here. The Awan brothers were hired by Javier Becerra to work for the Democratic, or for the work for the House Democratic Caucus. They were specifically hired. Now, according to this report, the California Attorney General's owned computer server was hacked illegally 5,400 times by the Awan brothers. While it was in his possession. Bleach bit anybody? That's what Becerra did to his server. The unvetted Awans enjoyed unfettered access throughout the Democratic caucus. That's what Javier Becerra ran. And even had access to the accounts of members of the House Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committee. Many believe Becerra departed Congress to become Jerry Brown's appointed Attorney General in California to put him in a position in which he would not be prosecuted. However, Becerra has an election coming up in November. And faces a challenger, a solid one, in Superior Court Judge Stephen Bailey. You see, that's why he ran from Congress, not for Congress. We're back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. My Pillow, 4-for-1 special. Get that sleep you deserve every night. Order My Pillow. They are a class act. 800-266-4715. And code word is Agenda. 800-266-4715. Code word Agenda. Okay, we got a lot of things coming up in the third hour. Stay with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're just knocking it out of the park today. Today, it's a very, very special day, as you know. It is the grievance day. It's Tuesday. Oh boy, guess what, Jerry Brown? There's only 27, after today, there's only 27 more weeks of grievances headed your way. Ha! Huh? You know, listen, let's have a good time. The little Marxist that you are. Let's just have a good old time. Anyway, a lot of things happening, like I said, here on Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a lot to talk about in the third hour. And visit our websites, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. And we are up to the million, almost the million mark of visits since 3 months. Wow. That's a lot for New California. We're just getting hammered. People are calling and all that. And sorry, got to stretch, but listen, it's time for that fresh, I got a fresh pot of brew out there, and it's going to find its way into my grubby little hands. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and we'll be all freshened up for the next hour. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. Why? Because we are exceptional Americans. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.